heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This program we talk about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, various dimensions of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We try to learn from the biography, the blessed seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we also learn that how did Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan and companions, as well as Ahlul Bayt and Awliya ikram, rahimahumullahul mubin, they did ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem. They did ita'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. How did they mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And there is a segment where we learn one sunnah, prophetic way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and then we take it as a challenge to act upon for a week. And then inshallah, we'll get used to it. The respect you will be with us from beginning till end. Immense amount of knowledge in learning inshallah. There's so much to learn. Ask your family members to come and sit right in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Inshallah, with all good intentions, because the more intentions you make, higher the reward you attain. And my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, he always reminds us doing good intentions. I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. You can make this intention, you will watch this program from beginning till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, inshallah today, we will be talking about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed seerah from various dimensions. And inshallah, we will start with akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the blessed conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was such that no one was more better in akhlaq than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. In mannerism, in conduct, no one was higher in akhlaq than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whenever he was called by Sahaba ikram, or from anyone from the household, whoever would proclaim, whoever would call upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he alayhi salatu wa tasneem would reply by saying, Labbaik, Allahu Akbar, I am present, Labbaik. So this is the akhlaq of Mustafa. Who is saying Labbaik? The one who is beloved of Allah, the one who is wajhe takhliqe kainat, who is the reason of the creation, entire universe and all alameen, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, it is the sadaqah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. It is for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is saying labbaik to sahaba ikram, to those who are Allahu ghani, who used to be at the service of the master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The master is saying labbaik to the ghulam. This is the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Who is saying labbaik? The beloved of Allah. Imamul Anbiya, the leader of the prophets. Imam of the prophets, best of the creation. This is the level of humbleness Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem possessed. This was his ijz. Teri aajzi pe lakho, teri saadgi pe lakho, salam aajzana madani madani. And this was the conduct, akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Normally, ghulam says labbaik. To whom? To the master. But here, Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Chor haakim se chupa karte hai ya iske khilaaf. Tere daaman mein chupe chor anokha khat. It's opposite. This is the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jareel radiyallahu ta'ala, and he says that since I embraced Islam, I never had a moment when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stopped me from coming to him. He did not deny whenever I wanted to see Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam. He never said no. And whenever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look at me, he used to smile. Subhanallah. I'm just forgetting, there is a beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Us tabassum ki adat pe lakho salam. So that beautiful habit of tabassum of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the smile of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. When people would look at that beautiful smile of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, they would forget their worries, Allah, their issues, their problems. That was the smile of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sahabi Rasul is mentioning this. Whenever he alayhi salatu wasalam would look at me, he used to smile. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, he used to conversate with everyone. Allahu Akbar. Even with kids, he would talk in a way that they would smile. He would put smiles on the faces of Sahaba Ikram as well as to the kids. Allahu Akbar. And sometimes the children, he would be so compassionate that they would come and sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the lap of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, small kids. And then no matter if someone was free or slave or miskeen, destitute, he alayhi salatu wa tasneem would accept everyone's invitation. Anyone would invite Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam for a meal or at home, he alayhi salatu wa tasneem would not deny. Na kehna nahi adat Rasulullah. No was not heard from the blessed tongue of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter if it was rich or poor, no matter if it was destitute, no matter it was free or slave, whoever would invite Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. But sometimes our attitude is different when it comes to treat rich people, right? We behave differently. Our akhlaq changes when we are treating a poor person, okay, anyone who does not have a bit of high position, okay, is not wealthy enough. So we judge people according to their status. We judge people according to their wealth. We judge people according to their clothing, their attire, their outfit. Right? And our behavior changes. Recently, there was an experiment done. A small girl, maybe of 6 or 7 years old, she, as an experiment, social experiment, she was sent to a restaurant in a very good, nice clothing, and she was walking around. Everybody was talking to her. Where are your parents? Are you okay? Are you not lost? They were behaving differently because she was wearing a nice clothing. The same girl, she was given a cloth of a poor girl, dirty clothes, okay, a makeup was done, and then afterwards, what happened? Same place, same restaurant, she was sent. And the behavior of people completely changed. They started behaving differently. Okay, they would avoid her. They did not want to talk to her. They wanted to even ask her to leave that place and go away. Allahu Akbar. This is our humans' attitude towards people, because we treat people according to their status. We treat people according to their wealth. We are different with rich, we are different with poor, we are different with someone who is high position, someone who is not in a high position. So our criteria is yardstick change, but it is Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Akhlaq of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam was same. Allahu Akbar. Whether it was a free or a slave, whether it was rich or poor, was miskeen. Whoever would invite Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam would accept invitation. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to go far from Medina to the places where people were ill. He used to go to seek. He used to go there to inquire there after their health. And if someone would make an excuse in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he alayhi salat with this name would accept that excuse. Respected viewers, whatever I have read here, whatever Sayyidina Jarir radiallahu ta'ala and has mentioned it, from this, the blessed akhlaq of Mustafa, the blessed mannerism of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly, crystal clear, clearly reflected. That's how our akhlaq should be. Equal, fair with everyone, whatever we are. In front of anyone we behave, we should behave same. In a sense that taking this into context, what we are talking about, within these boundaries we are talking about. Not out of context, obviously, because certain exceptions are there, but we're talking about generally that when akhlaq is needed, how it should be. Allahu Akbar. When we talk with kids, when we talk with elders, when we talk with the young or someone who is old aged, how should we behave? If somebody is poor or rich, how should we behave? Subhanallah. This is the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is what we need to learn from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But respecting us, normally our behavior is different at home, maybe, and different outside. We would be very harsh, very aggressive with our family members. Outside, we would be very kind, natured, with very good akhlaq we behave. With our parents, probably we would raise our voice. If we don't like anything, we would react to that. But with our friends, we would be very compassionate, very kind, very delicate, soft in talking, in conversation, in behavior. You have seen that he's a totally different person at home and outside. Our zahir and our batin is not same. Our apparent look, or you could call inwardly and outwardly, situation does not match. Generally speaking, illa mashallah. There are people, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us their sadaqah, whose zahir and batin is same. And in this day and age, I know a personality, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Namad Barakatuh, following the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Whether he is alone or he is in public, his conduct, his akhlaq, his behavior is same. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, we have discussed this very verse quite a few times in this program. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's Rati Aqdas, the blessed personality of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt is the best role model for us to follow. And that's what we should mirror. That's what we should follow and do itiaat and itibaaf. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, under this verse, he says that we learn that the successful life is that life which is upon the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If our living, our dying, our sleeping, our awake, if it is upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's way, according to Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, all our acts will turn into ibadah. Subhanallah. Now, those, they get up, they sit, They walk, they talk, they sleep, they awake, they eat, they conversate. And during that, they follow sunnahs of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, they descend upon them like a rain. And they attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are counted amongst those, they are beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They attain the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get the mindset of hereafter. They attain the true love of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they attain the reward of many martyrs. They attain the blessings of both worlds. And they get the proximity of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me mention one account. Right. We do our segments, the very first segment, that was the role model moments, right? And now we have discussed in that segment, right, role model moments, that what was the blessed practice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in terms of his akhlaq, right? And there is one segment which is called sticking to sunnah. Let's take that segment, second segment in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, when we talk about how it's Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Idwan, they loved sunnah and they followed sunnah, and what reward they got. Or awliya Allah, how did they follow sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and what reward they got? It is mentioned that Hazrat Ali bin Husayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he saw Hazrat Hibatullah Tabari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in dream and asked, ma fa'alallahu bika, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? Hazrat Hibatullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me. It was asked, what was the reason? He replied, because of following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Especially because our buzurgani deen, saints rahimahumullah al-mubin, they used to consider following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam as compulsory. And they would not compromise on that. No matter what would happen, they would not like to abandon the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. And they would have the mindset to adopt, to follow, mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every possible fashion, in every possible way. Now there are many, many accounts in this regard. Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah, he writes one of his very famous book, Faizan-e-Sunnat, in volume 1, page 263. He quotes this account. Great Muhaddith, Hazrat Hudba bin Khalid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was invited by Caliph of Baghdad, Mamun al-Rashid. He was invited at the meal. After finishing the food, whatever grains were on the dining mat, or the pieces of bread they were on the dining mat, he started picking them and he started eating the guest. Khalifa Baghdad Mamun Rashid, he was surprised. He said, O Sheikh, are you yet hungry and your stomach is yet not filled? He said, no, that is not the case. Actually, Hazrat Hammad bin Salama has mentioned a hadith to me. Whoever picks the pieces of bread or the grains from the dining mat and eat, he will become free from the fear of destitution. And I am acting upon the same very hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. When Mamun, he heard this, he was quite impressed, the caliph, khalifa. And he made a gesture to his khadim servant and he brought 1,000 dinar gold coins in one handkerchief and he brought. Khalifa Baghdad Mamun, he gave that as a hadiah is a gift to Hazrat Hudba bin Khalid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hazrat Hudba bin Khalid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Alhamdulillah, by acting upon the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, its blessing appeared straight up, instantly. Allahu Akbar. Because it was mentioned, the one who would act upon this, he will become free from the fear of destitution. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected viewers, this is the barakah. This is the blessing. That's how our pious predecessors, they used to love following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they would learn one hadith, they were eager to act upon. They wanted to implement that within their life routine. From this very account, there are certain points what we learn. The first one is picking up the grains or the small pieces of the breads from dining mat and eating, it is a cause of barakah. It brings blessing. And one gets protected from destitution. But of course, alas, nowadays, we do not value rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, food. We rather disrespect that. Whatever we drink, we leave a little bit. It's a kind of fashion. Somebody is drinking any cold drink or soft drink, right? Or tea or something, coffee. So people, they have got a mindset, they would leave a little bit at the end. So as probably could be a fashion or tradition they have adopted from somewhere. Some people, they do this. But respected viewers, later on that food, the leftover food or drinks, they are thrown into drink. We should not do that. We should respect the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir Ahl Sunnah Tamad Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, he has got pain for this, that when the food is wasted, unfortunately, it's very rarely that there is a household or a house where food is not disrespected in this way, meaning in terms of wasting food. Mostly we've got these practices. We should remove that. We should not waste food. Whatever you want to eat, just take that much. Finish that completely. You need more, you can put more. But sometimes we put that much which we cannot consume and finish, and then we leave in our plates. This should not be the case. And we learned that beautiful account, subhanAllah, how the barakah and blessing comes when someone respects the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point what we learn from our pious saints, rahimahumullah al-mubin, that they used to love sunnah so much. They used to mirror the best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would not compromise in following the sunnah, in a sense, wherever they are, they would not bother. Whoever they are sitting with, they would not bother. What will people say? So they were not bothered about this. They used to think that what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like? What will Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam like? Should do that act. But unfortunately, nowadays, what is the situation? Let alone following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people, they do not follow wajibat, fara'id, let alone following the sunnah. If we want to be successful in this dunya, if we want that we have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, if we want to attain the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we want to get Jannah, and we want the proximity of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will have to follow the footsteps of Rasulullah and Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam. We need to adopt their seerah in each and every possible way. Now, respected viewers, let me tell you another beautiful account. How did Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam, they used to stick to sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a book called Sahaba-i-Kiram Ka Ishq-i-Rasul, The Love of Sahaba kiram. Page number 27, it is mentioned, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentions, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, there was one Sahabi Rasul who was tailor amongst the Sahaba ikram. One day, he invited Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to a meal, which he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had accepted, right? So, that Sahabi was a tailor, invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a meal which he had prepared. And it is said that the one who narrates, he said, I went along with the Prophet. The tailor presented barley bread and soup containing gourd and cured meat. Now, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picking the pieces of gourd from around the dish. The Loki Sharif, Qaddu Sharif, the pieces of that, the gourd, he would pick. And since then, I have kept on liking gourd. Qaddu Sharif, I started liking that vegetable, which Rasulullah liked. Respectively, this was the conduct of Sahaba Ikram. This was the practice of Sahaba Ikram. That's how they used to adopt each and every sunnah what they would see, or any act they would see Rasulullah ﷺ performing, which was something they could also follow. They would not leave no stone unturned to adopt that, to follow that, to do ittiba of that. This was the true love Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions the sharh of this hadith. Under that, he mentions few points. He says that we learn few points and few rulings from this hadith. What is that? If one of your servants, they invite you for a meal, then one should accept the dawat meal. Okay. Another is, you can eat with your khadim, with your servant, in same bowl. And feeding him in the same bowl is also very good. The third thing is that Qaddu Sharif, gourd, that is the sunnah. You should also like that. Liking gourd is sunnah. And the fourth is loving the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the way of Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan. Subhanallah. We should also love the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, following the footsteps of Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, let me mention the blessed smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wherever there is a need of smiling, this is also a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi. A beautiful sunnah of Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam never laughed out loud. He did not laugh out loud. Instead, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to smile. Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyaba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that, I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam laughing in a sense, in a way that I could see the blessed throat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Meaning when you are laughing, that you know some of the blessed mouth of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam was open and she could see. She said that I did not see the blessed throat in that way. Allahu Akbar. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. He used to smile. So qahqaha is not a sunnah. Laughing out loud with wide mouth open, it is not the sunnah of Rasul alayhi wa sallam. Instead, smiling is a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba Kiram Alayhim Ridwan, they also saw Rasulullah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam on many occasions smiling. And they used to copy Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wasalam, and they would remember the smile of Mustafa Sallallahu Alayhi Wasalam, and they would smile. This was the practice of Sahaba Kiram. Hazrat Ummi Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha, whenever he would talk, he would smile. She says that, I said to Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an, that why don't you abandon this habit of smiling? Otherwise people will think that you are a fool or something, always smiling. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an said, whenever I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam talking, or I heard he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would smile. But respective viewers, these were Sahaba Ikram. They would not care what people would think. What they would care was what was the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu was tasni. Subhanallah. We should also adopt the sunnah of Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasni. Now let me mention another way. Now, two, three things what we learn. One was the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Conduct of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another is not wasting the food. This point we learnt. Okay, respecting the risk. This is what we learnt. And we also learnt that how Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Ridwan, they were eager to follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi wa sallam. We also learnt the blessed tabassum, the smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the light of hadith. Now inshallah we learn that what was the way of walking of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with grace. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would walk with grace, right? And his feet on the ground, right? Properly sticking. And it would seem like he was coming from hill downwards. And according to one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is walking, it is mentioned, whenever he would walk with full power. And he wouldn't walk like a lazy person walks. The respect was, what should we do? We should walk with grace. We should walk with a person who has strength, not like a lazy person, sluggish way of just putting ourselves or pushing ourselves. No. Because we are believers, we are mu'min. Alhamdulillah, we should walk like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, gracefully. The respect was, we are talking about, it should not contain takabbur in it. Okay? We should not walk in a sense like somebody is having takabbur. Okay? In a different style is walking like astaghfirullah. Not that. With waqar, with grace, with honor, with respect. One should walk putting the feet properly on the ground and then walking gracefully, as we learned from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, another beautiful practice of Sahaba Ikram was whenever they would see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam doing something and they wanted to repeat that act again and again, again and again, in the remembrance of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This was their love for Rasul, subhanAllah. It is mentioned in a book called Imama Ke Fazail, page number 31. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was going towards Makkatul Mukarrama. On the way, there was a bush and kind of a tree there. So he intentionally put his Imama Sharif, right? And that was tangled into that, the branches of that tree. Intentionally he did that. And then after doing intentionally this, okay, and he would walk a little bit further. And then he would come back. And then he would release his Imama Sharif from that tree. And then he would walk. So people asked, he replied once, that's how it happened with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's Imama Sharif. That got stuck with the branches of the tree. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went that far And then he, alayhi salatu wasalam, came back and he got his Imam al-Sharif released from that branches of the tree. Respectfully, apparently, if you look at this account, you would find that apparently there is no need of doing that. That was an act that happened with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But his Sahabi Rasul, he repeatedly does that. What is this? Allahu Akbar. Ishq, love, devotion, it does not require reason. Love is enough. It has its own language, own criteria. When you love someone, subhanAllah, you want to imitate, you want to copy, you want to remember those moments which you spent with him. Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they are doing it. They're remembering the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're doing ittiba of the acts which apparently we might not have an understanding of. Our weak intellect might struggle to understand what was the wisdom or reason behind. Apparently we don't understand. But these ushaqari Mustafa, these devotees of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they would imitate, they would mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is a beautiful example of that. We should also follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in every best manner possible. That should be our motive. That should be our aim. That should be our goal and target. Whatever I learn, I'll act upon. I'll follow. From today onwards, inshallah, I'll put more smile on my face. Because I learned that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to smile. Respectfully, coming back to smile, if you notice, there are certain people, they're very serious, very straight face, all the time serious. No matter what occasion is that, you wouldn't find smile on their face. Straight face, that's it. Them kind of people that don't get attracted to them, people don't socialize with such people, right? They would not have quite a few friend circles. People, they distance from such people. And a person who is always smiling, right? Who has a smile on his face with good conduct when he speaks, he meets warmly, wholeheartedly, what will happen? People would love to meet that person, would want to go to see that person, want to talk to that person. They enjoy the company of that person because that person, he has smile on face. He has good akhlaq, good behavior, manners. So that is something we need to learn from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And to be honest with you, if you do this practice at home, take a photo of a very straight face, serious face, or maybe a one with angry face, then take a picture. Save that. And then take a picture with the smiling face. You will see the difference between the both. You will know that. Now, respectfully, if you can get a good picture with one or few seconds of smile, then cannot the life be also beautiful if you have smile on the face? Absolutely, yes, it can turn to be good. You can change. You can practice this once in your life and you'll see the results, inshallah. So you can have seen, Alhamdulillah, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Daamat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, smiling on Madani Shem. He would find on his face smile most of the time. Again, we are not saying that if there is not an occasion of smiling, you would also smile there. Of course not. One should be that sensible to know what is the situation where one should be sad or serious. For example, if there is any janaza, any death, people are sad, they are mourning. Okay, they are having a grief. So at that very moment, one should be serious. That's not occasion of smiling. But we're talking about wherever there is an occasion of smiling, one should smile. Or in generally, when you're talking, Alhamdulillah, you have a smile on the face. It is a beautiful way of showing good conduct, akhlaq. brothers, inshallah azza wa jalla. And this would give you reward if you do this copying Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let me mention another beautiful way of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That was how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sneeze. What was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not like loud voice in sneezing. And whenever he alayhi salatu wassalam would sneeze, he would put the blessed cloth or blessed hands on his blessed face. He would cover that. 1400 years ago, this blessed practice was done. And Sahaba, they narrated in a hadith, there is a great blessing in following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both worldly and blessings of hereafter are there. Rasul Khuda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would sleep, he would put his blessed right hand under the blessed cheek. Subhanallah. So when you sleep, you can also do this, following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And which dua would he recite? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. O Allah, with your name I live and I die. I die and live with your name, meaning I sleep and wake with your name. And when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would wake up, he read Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhin nushur. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us life after death, and we are to return towards him. These are the blessed du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. So when we sleep, we should also have this practice, putting the right hand under our cheek and then reciting the dua. Well, to learn these duas, if you travel in Qafil of Dawat Islam, very great opportunity to learn these duas, alhamdulillah. If you travel, alhamdulillah, every month, 3 days, in a year, 12 Qafilas, 27 days you give to dunya, 3 days to your deen, to hereafter, to learn these duas, to learn Salah, to learn Quran, to learn Sunan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If yet you have not traveled in a qafila, Dawat Islam, I encourage you, I urge you, once travel. One cannot tell the taste until or unless he has not tasted the apple. So I encourage you, travel in qafila where you do so much ibadah, you attain so much blessings, barakas, good deeds. Alhamdulillah, when you come back, pile of good deeds are accumulated. They are aside. You increase knowledge of Deen Islam. You learn about the Seerah, Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah. And you learn these beautiful du'as, which you normally recite or you should recite every occasion, like before sleeping, after waking up, before going to toilet, after coming out of the toilet, and then before eating, before drinking, after eating, after drinking, before leaving home, after coming, or before entering into home, before boarding your ship, or before and after sitting in your car or vehicle, or driving your vehicle. There are so many du'as you can learn. For that, you need to travel in qafil of Dawat Islam. And respectively, what was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while drinking water? He would drink water in 3 sips, in 3 breaths. He would drink water and then he would pause once, twice, and 3 sips. That's how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would drink water. And then it is mentioned regarding wearing a perfume, fragrance, subhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam liked a good itr. And the gift of good smell he alayhi salat wa taslim would not deny. Mushk and amber was also in the blessed use of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They would attain barakah from Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And respectively, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would pay gratitude, would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while even seeing his image in the mirror, blessed image. He would say, Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Meaning, oh Allah, the way you have made my face beautiful, handsome, make my akhlaq good too, my manners, my conduct good too. What a beautiful dua it is, respectfully. We can also learn this dua. We can also follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. Let's take the final segment in our program, and that is follow and revive. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respective viewers of Madani Channel, in this segment, what we do is we select one blessed sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we try to learn it, remember it, and then implement that in our life. Take it as a challenge, inshallah. And then you'll get used to it. Of following this blessed sunnah which we're going to discuss today. We'll talk about the kuhl, right? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would use ifmad kuhl and how he alayhi salat wa taslim would put that. So three times in the right eye and three times in the left eye. Sometimes two in the right eye and two in the left eye. He would put the kohl twice in the right and twice in the left. And finally, he would put with one on the right and the same one on the left side. So this is one of the ways of following the sunnah of putting kohl in your eyes. When you do this, remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will gain blessings, you will gain barakah, and insha'Allah, insha'Allah, you will see the barakah and blessings in your life too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Respectfully, there is so much more to talk about this topic, because fear of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is great, and it's very big topic. In this short span of time, whatever we could cover, we have touched upon that. And I accept that's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best.